This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perhon. Well, hello, 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 good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. And as always, it's very nice to have you on this Sunday. Well, some of you are hearing it on a Saturday, so this weekend, I'll say. And if you're listening during the middle of the week, don't worry, you only have a few days to go before the weekend. That's the only thing I will say right now. Very nice to have you with us today, and I thought that we would begin with a piece of music that I heard this past week, which actually happens to be one of my favorite classical recordings of all time. It's by composer Anton Dvořák, and it's Symphony No. 9 in E minor from the New World. It's performed by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, directed by Donald Runcies. Well, that was one of the movements from Dvorak's New World Symphony No. 9. Not one of the most famous pieces from that symphony, but nevertheless, very nice. I know it's a very quiet way to begin today's program, partially because I sort of want a little bit of quiet right now. Now, next week, by the way, I'll be announcing our new shortwave schedule for 2014, and that's going to be on next week's edition of the program, so stay tuned for that. Now, the reason why we did take a little bit of a break, as you probably heard me mention before, I was in the process of working on this TV series, where I was directing a few episodes, and also I was in a few episodes. And, you know, quite often you'll hear actors, they'll say, you know, the director is driving me crazy. Well, this was a case where I was driving myself crazy. It's an odd experience directing yourself. Now, I've directed television before. I haven't done film. But I don't work as a usual, most normal directors. For example, a lot of directors, well, I think most directors will work on a camera script. I personally hate doing camera scripts. I've worked on them before. I've done them before. And it is so time-consuming. It's sort of like, we'll put it this way. If I was given a choice and I had to do one, I had to choose one thing from two, okay? And the two things were, number one, having my teeth pulled without any anesthetic, or working on a camera script. I'd rather have my teeth pulled. You know, really, it's just annoying beyond annoying. And of course, I like to do things, as you're probably aware by now, off the cuff, with as little rehearsal as possible, only because of the performance. Now, the series that I was that I'm working on, the episodes that I am directing from it, I want them to feel different from the other ones. So we would do rehearsals with the cast, but I was constantly changing things, keeping them on their toes, asking the writers to toss in new scenes, delete scenes, and then, of course, on the day of filming a certain scene, maybe make some changes where I would only show them maybe, you know, 15 minutes before the cameras start rolling, which kept everybody on their toes. And it was driving them crazy. It was driving me crazy as well because I was in the scenes and, you know, sort of like... somebody, one of the cast members said to me, they said, well, you know, I would say to you normally, you should be in my shoes to see what you're doing to us. Oh, I forgot, you are in our shoes because you're also in front of the camera in this scene. So I know exactly how it feels. So we actually shot most of it. And this past week on Monday, we discovered that we actually have to reshoot a couple of scenes from one of the episodes. And this was purely because of technical issues. There's something called rushes, which is after you film, you go back that evening and you watch what you shot during the day. And on the last weekend, we were going through some of the rushes of what we'd previously shot a few weeks ago. And there were some things that I was just not happy with. There was just something wrong. And sure enough, there was something wrong. The sound was terrible, and we had some lighting issues. But luckily, we didn't go over budget, so we can actually go back to the location, which is around 35 kilometers from Taipei, and redo them. So that should be interesting. And we also need to bring all the cast together. So for about 2 days, we were trying to negotiate with the cast, who've actually gone on to do other things, saying, look, we need to come back for one afternoon, for about 6-7 hours, be there at 5:30 in the morning, because we're going to start at 9 or 10, hopefully, and go until 6:30 in the evening. Now, you're thinking, wait a second, it's about 7 hours, 8 hours. Actually, it's more than that. Probably about 14, 15 hours work. And the scenes that we're shooting are less. Actually, it's two scenes. One scene is 2 minutes. The other scene is less than 45 seconds. But that's how long it takes. Because we're not using a multi-camera setup. We're using a single camera. So if just to give you a little idea, I mean, when you watch a movie, Hollywood movie or even a dramatic series on television, very often they will use one camera. So you shoot one scene from one angle, halt, do a whole lot of other setup, shoot it again from another angle, stop, shoot it again from another angle with close-ups, and so on and so on and so on. So when you're editing it and putting it together like a puzzle, it looks like you actually had more cameras than you did. We shot it this way purely because of budgetary reasons and also because of the look that we wanted for this series. If you're shooting with multi-cameras, it's a little bit more difficult because you really have to get all the lighting on the area that you're shooting perfect. Make sure there's no shadows. If it's one camera because you're stopping and then you're reshooting it, stopping and you're reshooting it from a different angle, you can adjust the lighting, so it's a lot easier. But at the same time, sometimes technical issues come up that, for some reason, I don't know what happened, but we just missed it on the day itself. But luckily, like I said, we didn't go over budget, so we can do it again without any problem. So, knock on wood for that. But getting back to what I was originally saying, I will tell you our new shortwave schedule next week on the program. We have some very interesting things, and you know what? I think that after our next piece of music, I will give you a little bit of a tidbit, a little bit of a tidbit, insider look, a scoop, shall we say. But first, here's Frankie Negron with Ángel.
Necesito así. No pienses, no pienses en mañana. Vamos a amarnos hoy. Ahora, este momento viví. Mi vida yo. Yeah.
Frankie Negron with a hell or angel. You're listening to your program, Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, to give you a little bit of an inside scoop of some of the special programs that we have coming up in 2014, beginning in March, well, let's just say this. We're going to have some transmissions to Australia and the Pacific, a couple of transmissions to North America, and a couple of transmissions to Europe, and of course our regular transmissions to South and Southeast Asia. Now, we know that, of course, around the world, you know, many of our listeners that tune in weekly on shortwave are not native English speakers. So we thought, let's do versions of Happy Station in a language that is listened to in a specific country. So guess what we have coming up? We are going to be doing a French edition of the Happy Station, La Station Heureux. Oui, La Station Heureux en français. We are also going to do a version in Spanish for listeners in Latin America, La Estación de la Alegría. We're going to do also a version in Japanese and some other surprises as well. And we're also going to have some DRM transmissions. And now, this is something that I think you may have heard me talk about last year, and we actually didn't get to do it because of some technical issues that we had, and that was to broadcast television images via shortwave. We're going to be doing a couple of these, and for these transmissions, we're going to be using a 30-line televisor scanner, exactly the same that John Logie Bird used for Bird Television in the 1920s and 30s. 30 lines, and there's going to be two frequencies, same as with John Logie Bird's system. One frequency will carry the audio, and a second frequency will carry the vision. Now, these transmissions are not going to be an hour in length because that would be too complicated to do, because we do have to record them and they have to be done a certain way to make sure that the sound is synchronized and everything else. But they will be about 15 to 30 minutes. So they'll be a lot of fun. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, wait a second, I don't have a John Logie Bird televisor. What am I to do? Well, don't worry. There is computer software out there. So if you record the visual signal, which sounds like a radiogram, a very electronic noise, and then pass it through this software, you'll be able to see the image. Now, you're saying, well, wait, you have to also put the sound as well. This is the tricky bit, okay? I'll tell you this. Synchronizing the sound is not going to be easy. It will be a few seconds off. But you have to remember, this is exactly the same problem and exactly the same thing that Bird Television was when it went on the air in the 1920s with their mechanical television set using 30 lines of resolution. There was always a slight problem with the synchronization. Always a slight problem with synchronization. So it should be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll be telling you all the details later on in the month of March of when we're going to be doing it. Our DRM transmissions as well. We're going to be doing some DRM stereophonic hi-fi transmissions. When I mean real stereo, you know, remember, you know, some of you may remember, excuse me, when stereo recordings came on the market, especially in the 1950s, through the 60s, they would create these albums that had wacky stereophonic sound where instruments were going from left to right and playing like a ping pong ball, you know, or walking and going, you know, from left to right and so on. And we're going to be doing one of these on DRM. That should be a lot of fun, and we'll tell you what areas we're going to be targeting to. We had a question recently that came in from somebody saying, well, is there DRM software? Actually, there is DRM software. If you just do a search on Google, you can download it free and install it on your computer. You may need a, what is it called, an IF converter? They're not too expensive. You know, they're very cheap. So do look out for that. But we'll tell you everything you need to know for these everything you need to know, that is, for these transmissions that we are going to do, which should be a lot of fun. As I told somebody before on our Facebook page, you know, we've seen a lot of doom and gloom about the way shortwave is going. But I look at it this. This is an opportunity. This is a real opportunity to put the fun, back in shortwave. Yes, it's not there with 24-hour transmissions, but you know, no. Let's do something small, unique, very special, once a week, twice a week, three times a week, that, you know, will grab people and make it interesting and show how interesting it is. You know, I have been very surprised with our transmissions that we have been doing on how many listeners we have who have actually heard us for the first time on shortwave. They read about it somewhere. They had a shortwave radio and they thought, oh, what the hell? I'll try it out. You know, I'll listen in. So this is what I mean. Put the fun back into it. You know, we don't want to sit there and moan and groan for 1 hour. We want to have fun with it. And that's what we're going to do. You know, transmitters are there. Let's play with toys. You know, boys with toys, you know, as the old saying goes. Okay, time now for music. We're going to listen to the fabulous Liza Minnelli. This is a recording that she made at the Radio City Music Hall a number of years ago. And it's a medley of songs called Men's Melody. And it's because it's about songs, well, related to men. The songs are, here we go, Shout Hearted Man, It's Raining Men. It's a very odd combination, isn't it? Someday My Prince Will Come, For Every Man There's a Woman, Slow Hand, Johnny Angel, No More Tears, My Man Is Gone, Ain't No Way to Treat a Lady, Making Whoopee, My Man, Boy, What Love Has Done to Me, Mr. Sandman, Shop Around, Hello Daddy, Natural Man, I Like Him Big and Stupid, from a musical, which I can't find the name of, Bewitched, and The Man I Love. Yes, very odd mixture of songs, isn't it? Anyway, here she is, the fantastic Liza Minnelli.
I've talked with all these women, and I've talked with them again, and the one thing that we've got in common always comes out.
Men.
So I've reached a conclusion there and then. We may love them.
Sure do.
We may doubt them.
Oh, yeah.
But we always sing about them.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon ask for 10,000 more.
That door now, my man.
for his tired footsteps climbing up the stairs. Old man sorrows come to keep me company, whispering beside me when I say my prayer.
It's a pity you can't sing, Terry. Just like a man, the only thing Del Monte cannot can.
Right about that.
When I was warm, he turned the heat up. He'd never compliment my latest gown. And when he left the seat up. And I'm just too tired to put it down.
That ain't no way to cheat a lady. That ain't no way to cheat a woman in love. That ain't no way to cheat a baby.
You gotta give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. The glory of love.
You gotta cry,
laugh a little,
another groove,
cry a little,
another sun,
and let the clouds roll.
Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair. But I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is right. All right. I fetch his slippers, fill up the pipe he smokes. I cook the kippers, laugh at his oldest joke. Yeah, get to know I quit married to a lowlife. Boy, what love has done to me.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Oh, God, did I go again?
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome night's over.
I'm shopping around.
can't tell time, but he sure can drive. I asked his name, he had to think. Could I have found the missing link? He's so stupid, you know what he said? Well, I forgot what he said, cause it was so stupid. The bigger they come, the harder I fall.
Have his charm.
Yeah.
I'm in love, and don't I show it like a baby now?
I'm wild.
Once I left.
Liza Minnelli, Melody to Men, a medley of songs about men, I think. They are. Recorded live at Carnegie Hall, Radio City Music Hall in New York City. You're listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. If you want to contact us, our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. You can also write us via snail mail, Happy Station Show, PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road. Yes, Sanmin Road. Section 1, New Taipei City. I couldn't believe I forgot it. New Taipei City, Banqiao, which is Banciao. Taipei, Taiwan, 22070ROC. So do get in touch with us. And of course, you can listen to this edition of the program and past editions and all other PCJ, God, I'm really making a flubbing today. PCJ programs at pcjmedia.com. Next up, actually, a request going out to David. Le chanson s'appelle Lullaby de la groupe The Cure.
Like I'm being eaten by a thousand lions and shivering furry.
Pure and Lullaby. Well, guess what? We're now out of time. And something I did forget to mention, the special transmissions that we're going to be doing, or actually all the transmissions that we're going to be doing in 2014, some of them, I have to say right now, will be recorded, but the most of them will be done live. And we're going to be doing them live. So when you're listening, you can partake in the program wherever you may be in the world. And that was partially because the live shows that we did towards the end of last year were such a big success because we had the audience participating in them, and we want to do that again. Okay? All right. We're going to leave you right now. Our last selection today is from Neil Diamond with the song Heartlight. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Come back again. I want you to stay next time. Though sometimes the world ain't kind, when people get lost like you and me. I just made a friend. A friend is someone you need. Now that he had to go away, I still feel the words that he might say. Turn on your heart light, let it shine wherever you go. Let it make a happy glow for all the world to see. Turn on your heart light in the middle of a young boy's dream. Don't wake me up too soon. Gonna take a ride across the moon, you and me. He's looking for home, 'cause everyone needs a place. Home's the most excellent place of all, and I'll be right here if you should call me. Turn on your heart light, let it shine wherever you go. Let it make a happy glow for all the world to see. Turn on your heart light in the middle of a young boy's dream. Don't wake me up too soon. Gonna take a ride across the moon, you and me. And home's the most excellent place of all, and I'll be right here. Call me. Turn on your heart light, let it shine wherever you go. Let it make a happy glow for all the world to see. Turn on your heart light in the middle of a young boy's dream. Don't wake me up too soon. Gonna take a ride across the moon, you and me. Turn on turn on your heart light now.